Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Town Manager Download, a podcast about local government and the town of Shrewsbury. I'm Kevin Mizikar, the town manager of the town of Shrewsbury, and as always, I'm joined by communications coordinator Taylor Galusha. In today's episode, we will be joined by Gosha Stolarska, Solid Waste and Recycling Program Manager, and Kyle Orr, Casella Market Area Manager, to talk about the town's transition to Casella's waste system, being our new hauler for solid waste and recycling starting July 1st, 2024, and a couple new additions to our solid waste program. What's going on, Taylor?
We're back on track after...
I don't know if we're back on track.
I think we are.
Time will tell if we're back on track.
Well, we're going to be 2 episodes short because of my sickness stunt in February, but that's about it.
And also?
Also, I was in Ireland for like 10 days.
I think we need to reprioritize podcasts over
Ireland. Yeah. So finally got to go out to visit my sister who's been living over there. We had a really fun trip, which happened to also include St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, which
happened. That wasn't planned?
No.
Okay.
It just happened to be the week that she could get time
off.
Super
convenient.
Yeah. So we stayed through St. Patrick's Day, and we had a really great time meeting all the people she gets to work with over there in her community.
Awesome.
And yeah, she's just following in the community service footsteps of her older sister.
Did you enjoy your time? Did you enjoy your time there?
Yeah, it was nice. It was relaxing. Everyone was super nice. It's a beautiful country. Learned a lot about their history while I was there.
You went to Dublin City Hall?
I did. And I think that it is a lot grander than Shrewsbury Town Hall.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was very beautiful. I always try and visit, like, the government buildings whenever I go to new places. So.
Take a City Hall selfie?
Yes. Just like when we go to Disney.
That's right.
We will send the City Hall or Town Hall selfies from Disney World, so.
Right.
Gotta expand past the
fake ones.
Yeah.
The fantasy ones.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a great trip and got to make a visit.
Refreshed and ready to go again.
What's Katrina's plans for the next, how long?
Katie's
plans. Yeah.
Katrina.
Sorry.
Not my roommate. Katie's plans. She is thinking about going, well, she was supposed to stay another year.
Yep.
That kind of changed. So she's thinking about going to grad school to also possibly get her MPA like I did. And she'd love to work in some sort of communications role in local government or really anything super hands-on once she's back and settled. So I think that's cool. We'll get to kind of share that together. But
we'll stay tuned in.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Help her out along the way. She'll be fine.
So what's up in the Shrew?
Well, I know you had the first 300th committee.
That's right.
Meeting.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. So on last Thursday, we had the first meeting of the 300th anniversary celebration committee. And those 9 folks will be charged with taking on a whole lot of event planning for the town's 300th anniversary celebration in 2027.
Yeah.
And it was... something I've never met with a committee like that, so it was fun to get them off the ground and have a balanced approach between what their responsibilities are and then all the fun work that they'll get to do and fundraising that will have to happen to appropriately, whatever that is, celebrate the 300th anniversary of the incorporation of Shrewsbury.
It's going to be the bash of the century.
It will be. So they are taking on a ton of work, and they'll need a lot of other support from volunteers over time, and they're prepared to do that. But it was a great meeting. A lot of ideas already flowing for what could possibly happen. Mm-hmm. There was some reflection back on the 250th anniversary celebration. So it was good. They are well on their way, and they will do good things.
Awesome.
What else?
We have our 20th annual Arbor Day celebration coming up at Dean Park on the 27th of April. So this is the second year we're having it at Dean Park. We used to do it on the Common, but it's become a little bit bigger of an event. Mm-hmm. So Valerie Clemmy from Selco kind of is leading the charge on that, and she asked me to help out to kind of gather town departments to participate. So departments that are participating will have some sort of link to sustainability and different initiatives that are going on in town that people might not know about, but you can come get your free tree. If you are a Selco customer resident, you just have to bring your Selco bill to like show proof. But yeah, it's really popular. Like people start lining up before the event even starts to get their tree. So
nice.
That'll be from 9 a.m. to noon at Dean Park near the pavilion. So I'm excited I got to participate in planning this year and happy I get to go. So
you know what else happened at Dean Park? 2,500 people went on an egg hunt there on Saturday.
2,500?
Yeah, there was a ton of people.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 10,000 eggs gone in the blink of an eye.
Well, congrats to our recreation friends.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So super proud of that event and all the planning that went into it. And it went off without a hitch. And I actually saw the Easter Bunny was actually there. I saw a picture.
Celebrity spotting.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're building to our big day in the spring.
Town meeting.
Town meeting. Yep. So we've been trying to better prepare town meeting members this year. And you've worked pretty diligently to add a new wrinkle into our communication strategy with our representatives, 240 of them, mm-hmm. who serve as our legislative body. So what have we been doing in that area? What have you sent out? What's the plan?
I've been gracing their inboxes for the last 4 weeks with weekly emails on important dates coming up, different engagement opportunities related to zoning articles that they're going to have to vote on at town meeting, hyperlinking the budget hearing so they can click to whatever departments they want to like listen to, just trying to make it really easy for them to get access to the information and kind of stay in the loop on the process, because it betters all of us, both town meeting members and residents and also town staff, to kind of have everyone as fully tuned in to the process as they can be. I've gotten really good feedback from, I've gotten phone calls, emails, people in person saying that they've been super helpful. So I've also got to like meet different town meeting members that I haven't talked to before by doing this. So, which is my favorite part of the job. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that they appreciate it and we can figure out ways maybe to keep them like engaged all year long, not just mm-hmm. January to May. So I think it's been going good. It's a ton of work, probably like 3 hours of my day or week goes into mm-hmm. those emails, writing them, collecting content for them. But it seems like it's been a worthy effort. So happy to keep doing it.
So that will definitely enhance all the normal things that we do, including we'll be taking a few minutes in the coming weeks to walk through every warrant article in a little more detail and send that out. I'm sure mm-hmm. that will go out one of your weekly blasts. Yep. And the finance committee's moving into their hearing process on the town meeting warrant, which the select board signed last week, 54 warrant articles. So kind of a new normal number of articles that we'll consider on May 20th. But a little ways to go. Couple more tasks to complete before we get there. So
yes, indeed.
Do you want to talk trash?
I do want to talk trash. Right.
Let's get into the heart of what we want to talk about today. So what should we talk about?
I think it'd be good to start from way up 10,000 feet on yep. our solid waste and recycling program. Again, it's just another service that the town offers its residents in Shrewsbury, and we've become pretty robust over the last few years, mm-hmm. thanks to the hard work of both Goja, who's going to be joining us in a little bit, and David Snowden, who was the business management division manager previously that kind of headed the program before we were able to have a solid waste and recycling program manager. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, we've offered a lot of variety of services related to waste diversion, recycling, and solid waste, whether it's the weekly collection at the curbside through pay-as-you-throw, weekly recycling collections curbside, the yard waste program that's mm-hmm. both curbside and drop-off that goes on for 12 weeks of mm-hmm. curbside and 5 drop-off days, and then offering other options like mattress recycling, bulky waste, textiles, and hazardous waste. Gosha's always done a good job of providing resources for other waste diversion programs like food waste, electronic waste, and more mm-hmm. That we keep updated on the town website. So overall, we've been, I think, making a pretty good effort to improve those services mm-hmm. the last few years.
I know we'll get into the details of the mm-hmm. the program, but I want to pull you up to 30,000 okay. feet from your 10. So, I mean, we offer a curbside collection program. So there's no obligation in Massachusetts for local governments to provide a solid waste collection. Some towns don't. We are certainly one of the ones that do, and like many other communities, we can get in the facts and figures on when we get there. We recover some of the cost of that program through kind of a rate-based initiative called Pay As You Throw, where residents pay a certain amount per bag, and that ties into covering a portion of the cost. So some of our program is funded through the general tax levy, and some of it is funded through the revenue that we receive through the sale of bags and other related things, but mainly the bags. So it's a good way to incentivize folks to have a little bit of consumerism in their thought process and how they're handling their materials, because we don't charge for recycling, but we charge for everything that goes into the blue bag through the sale of the blue bag. So we're about 50-50 split from the tax levy to the revenue that comes in through our programs, which I think is a pretty traditional split. It obviously, we'd have to double the cost of the bag essentially if we wanted to fully recover. That's not an initiative that we're pursuing now or in the future. So I just think it's, you know, cities and towns do it a number of different ways. Some don't do anything. Literally, it's up to the resident to contract on their own directly with some type of hauler. Some towns do a recycling transfer station or drop-off area. Some do a trash transfer station. Just depends on where you live. But we pick it all up at the curb and provide a number of options, as you said, which we'll get into, for residents to dispose of things that we don't collect on a weekly basis at the time. But there's some changes coming, right? So new hauler and some new wrinkles into our program, which should be pretty exciting as far as trash goes, you know?
I think so.
We haven't really dove into trash on the download yet, but we're going to do some dumpster diving today. So, all right. With that, without further ado, we will invite today's guests, Gosha Stolarska and Kyle Orr, to the Town Manager Download. So, Gosha and Kyle, welcome to the Town Manager Download.
Thank you.
Great to have you. We always like to take the opportunity to have our listeners get to know our guests a little bit better. Gosha, I wanted to start with you. So you've been with the town of Shrewsbury for a few years now, doing a wonderful job at being our solid waste program manager. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into local government.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And I will say a little bit about myself. So I came to this country about 15 years ago. I'm originally from Poland, where I was born and grew up. And I've been living in Shrewsbury since 2013, so almost 11 years. So most of my life in US has been in Shrewsbury. I joined the town in 2022, so it's a little under 2 years. And I worked before for a local hauling company for almost 5 years. And in that job, I worked with municipalities and residents throughout Massachusetts. While in that position, I realized how much work needs to still be done in municipal level. And when this position opened up, I was kind of looking for positions like that. I was like, ah, that would be great to apply. And I was fortunate enough to get the interview, and here I am today.
Awesome. You've been doing a great job.
Thank you.
So, Kyle, how about a little bit about yourself? Title, position, career path.
Yeah, so my name is Kyle Orr. I'm the market area manager for Casella Waste. So I oversee all of the hauling in the central and western Massachusetts markets. Yeah, I've been in the waste business for about 20 years. I pretty much started right after high school. So I had an uncle that was a manager at a hauling company, and he offered me a job with them. And so I started riding on the back of the truck when I was about 18, 19 years old. And, you know, what started out as just kind of like a summer filler job, I just never left. So I drove some garbage trucks for a few years, and then I got into the management side of things. So I'm originally from Southeast Indiana.
Okay.
So that's where I started out. And then I spent a few years relocated with that company to Michigan. And then about 2.5-3 years ago, I relocated out here to Massachusetts with Casella. And
tell us a little bit about Casella.
So Casella was started in 1975 by two brothers, Doug and John Casella, in Rutland, Vermont. And then over the last 50-ish years has expanded. We have facilities all throughout New England, New York, and then just recently, about a year ago, we made an acquisition and moved into the Mid-Atlantic region in Pennsylvania and Delaware and Maryland. So it's a family, it's a publicly traded company now, but started out as a family business. John Casella still acts as president and CEO. So it's a publicly traded company that still feels like a family business, even though it's grown to a much larger company.
Great. So Casella is going to be partnering with Shrewsbury starting in July 1st of this year to be our new waste partner and hauler. And we're also introducing some changes at the same time with that. So Gosha, you want to provide a little overview of what's going to happen?
Sure. So as everyone knows, we're currently have dual stream recycling, which means 1 week we pick up paper, then the following week we will collect plastic, glass, and aluminum. So that will be changing. We will be switching to single stream recycling. And what that means, we will be putting all materials, recyclable materials, inside one cart that we will provide. So that's another change. We will be providing 64-gallon recycling carts on wheels, and all recyclable materials will go inside.
Okay.
And recycling will be weekly, so no more guessing, oh, is it paper, is it cardboard, or is it plastic week?
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, so having the two separate streams for recycling is been a mainstay in Shrewsbury, and we're moving to single stream. What helped us make that decision at this time? I know we're going to the carts, but anything else driving us in that direction? Ease for residents or the recycling community itself? Like how is that coming to be?
So definitely it's going to be an easy change for residents. We will have those carts. We will not have to think about which week we're picking materials up. However, the recycling market has changed back in 2018, and the town was receiving revenue for recyclable materials.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we're not receiving revenue anymore, but it's not paying for our disposal. So there was not really need to continue separating those two streams, as there's not going to be much change in the cost for the town.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of those changes.
Great. Now, Kyle, do I have it right? Like Shrewsbury's recycling materials are already going to one
Correct.
Of Casella's facilities. It gets there through a different hauler, but you're already receiving that?
Correct, yeah. That,
okay.
That material is going to our material recovery facility in Auburn.
Okay, Great. What happens to that material once it gets there, and where does it go?
Yeah, so it goes through a sorting process, partially automated, partially manual. They sort out all the different materials and prepare it to go to the different commodity markets.
Awesome. Great. All right, Gosha, you talked a little bit about what's going to change. What's staying the same for residents? What can they continue to expect?
So definitely we will be continuing with pay-as-you-throw bags. We will be doing that for our trash. The pickup day is going to stay the same. However, the pickup time might change.
Okay.
So, we want residents to be aware of that. Waste management could have be starting the route in the morning on one street, and Casella might be doing this the other way. I know that there was a lot of problems with pay-as-you-throw bags recently, and some residents might not be excited about that we're sticking with that.
Sure.
But this is the most cost-effective and I would say environmental friendly program. And I want to make sure that everyone knows that we're addressing the issues with the quality of the bags. July 1st, with all the changes, we will be also increasing the thickness of the bags. So
Okay.
hopefully there's not going to be as many issues as we currently have.
Great. Yeah, I know it's been an ongoing concern, and I appreciate you thinking of different options and how we can overcome those challenges that we've faced for quite some time, and keep everything running as smoothly as we can, frustrate residents less through this program. So we've always asked residents to have items out at the curb by 7 o'clock in the morning, and that will continue to be our message, right? Like, pickups won't occur before 7 o'clock, but it's really important to get them out there at 7 just in case there's advantages to starting a route a different way.
That's correct. And we might be used to putting our trash recycling out at 10 because the driver is always there at 10, but just to stress it out a little bit, just start it at 7.
Yeah. So Taylor's been showcasing a cart in the foyer of the town hall. I give you credit for
Couldn't happen without Kyle and Gosha, but yeah,
So
there was a cart.
there's a list of things on the wall there that people can stop in and see the changes that we're making in the program. Let's talk about the cart a little bit more. So Gosha, you mentioned we're going to single stream recycling, so that means everything that's recyclable can go into a single cart. But so how's the cart program going to work? How many carts do people get? What are the details behind that program that people should be aware of?
So each household that is currently participating in curbside pickup will be receiving one 64-gallon cart. The carts will have wheels for easy maneuver, and so there is no problem with, oh, it's too heavy, or I can't take it down to the curb.
So residents will receive a cart free of charge, and we think 64 gallons is a reasonable size, one to allow people to move it, but it's single stream every week, right? So that's not going to change. So it should be large enough for most residents, I would imagine.
Definitely.
It's most communities in this area actually that we do business with and partner with. They use a 96 gallon cart, but it's every other week recycled.
Okay.
Whereas Shrewsbury is going to be a 65 gallon cart every week. So it's actually a little bit more capacity than a lot of surrounding communities have right
Okay.
now.
Interesting. And on that outside chance, it's a large household, or someone needs another cart, because on a weekly basis they can't fit everything in. Is there an option for them to purchase another cart or reach out to us and work for some type of accommodation in that rare circumstance?
Definitely, residents will be able to purchase additional recycling card, and in some situations, if they have their own recycling card that will be compatible with automatic arm, they can use that as well.
Okay, that's great. So how's it going to work? So I'm gonna take the cart, I'm gonna roll it out to the curb, place it at the curb. What if my street doesn't have a curb? Like how will it work? We have a variety of different types of
Sure.
roads throughout Shrewsbury.
Yeah, I mean, we want to try to get it as close as we can to the street. But the benefit of the cart is it is on wheels, like Gosha said, right? So if it's a situation where we have to get out and move a cart, we can do that. And then, if there is an ideal place for the resident to put a cart, we also have some literature that we leave behind to notify the resident where to put the cart.
Great. Awesome. So, free carts. Where are the carts coming from?
So yes, they're not all, nothing is free, right?
Right.
Right before I started working for the town, and Taylor mentioned David was doing the work that I'm doing right now. He secured one of the grants from Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. The amount we received for that was around $214,000, which covered about $20 per card.
Okay.
And I was very excited when I learned that there was another grant opportunity from the Recycling Partnership. So we were lucky, and we were awarded that additional $175,000 for recycling carts, which $11,000 of that will be dedicated to outreach and education that Taylor is helping, mainly doing and
Trying.
yes. Basically, those two grants are covering most of the cost of the recycling cards. The rest of it will be funded through Casella, through the contract.
Great. So I want to talk about just our program a little bit broader, but I want to make sure we just reiterate for those listening what's happening. So did I get this right? So July 1, Casella is going to start as our new hauler. We're moving to a single stream recycling approach, and everyone's going to receive a recycling cart for that. And trash bags, the blue bags are staying the same.
That is correct.
Perfect. So,
Yes. And I think it's good to talk about when the carts are getting
oh yeah.
delivered. Residents aren't going to have to go and pick them up from one of our garages. They'll be delivered by Casella throughout the month of June.
Okay.
And it'll include a information packet, kind of like what Kyle was talking about, with information on where to place your carts, what can go in your carts, a little welcome letter kind of summarizing the changes and some things that are staying the same with the program. So I think we're getting good reach with our outreach and engagement right now, but when they show up to people's doors, there'll still be context given. Like, it
Right.
wasn't a random person that dropped this card off for you. It's coming from the town of Shrewsbury.
So, as far as our outreach is going, where do we stand with that? Have we done all the sessions, or is there
No,
more to come?
we're doing two per month
Okay.
all the way through June. And they're a mix of virtual and in-person sessions. We had two in-person opportunity, well, technically four, I guess, because we did select board, the senior men's club, and then one general public presentation, and then a drop-in session that Goja and Chris Muse attended. And all of them were very well attended. So we had about 50 people at the information
Yes.
session. You guys said you had about 30 people come through for the drop-in. Senior men's club probably was like their entire membership. Like, the room was full. So we've been doing everything we can to kind of get the word out and give residents as many opportunities as possible to learn about the program, ask questions, and make sure nothing's like a surprise for them when July comes around, or
Great.
technically June.
Yep.
So.
So more information sessions to come, people can avail themselves of. And if it's a complete surprise to everyone, there'll be instructions with the bins
Yes.
once they're actually delivered. So that's great. All right. So I want to talk a little bit about some other aspects of the program. I'll start by just saying I want to thank Casella. You guys came and signed a contract with the town a little over a year ago at this time to do yard waste collection at the curb. We've expanded the program, and you guys have really been helpful. We were struggling in that area and being consistent, and you've done a wonderful job in helping us help our residents, and I just want to thank you for that.
No,
So,
I appreciate that. Thank you
yeah.
very much. I think, as we talk about this transition, with the solid waste and the recycling, that's valuable experience too, that's going to help us in this transition, right? We're already familiar with the community. We know the routes. The supervisors have been out in the community and seen all the challenges, and I think that's really going to be helpful to kind of make it a seamless transition.
Because of course the first week in July has a holiday and it
Yeah,
has
of
our
course it
plans.
does.
Right? So it can't just be a normal week, but I agree with you. I really think that your knowledge of the community and running those routes somewhat already, maybe not on a day-by-day basis, but being in the community will be helpful and that familiarity. What else are you doing to prepare to come into town?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, there's all the behind the scenes stuff of hiring and training drivers, hiring and training customer care reps. Mm-hmm. You know, we're meeting with our customer care team and talking through the different requirements of the town. You know, for bulk pickups and all the different stuff the residents mm-hmm. might have questions on. You know, we're working on developing an app. It's through a system called Recollect that residents will have availability to download this app and schedule bulk pickups, see their pickup calendar through that. And then, you know, another big thing is the outreach events that Taylor mentioned, right? We're participating in all those and just trying to get out in front of residents and let them know who we are and answer any questions that they might have. We actually have a Touch a Truck event on Saturday in the yep. town of Shrewsbury. So we'll be there. Love to see residents come out, and we'll be there and answer any questions they might have. So
wonderful. So Gosha, let's talk about some other things that I've heard going on throughout the community or interest in the community. And one of those is food waste and composting. What are we looking into any of that, or what's our plans? What can residents do now if they're interested in that line? I know it's a important topic for many people.
Yes, definitely. After July 1st, that's something I will be focusing on.
Okay.
With Casella and Kyle, we discussed an option for our schools. There's a lot of food waste in schools, as a lot of kids have free lunches. Basically, I think entire school system has a free lunches. So mm-hmm. There's a lot of food waste over there. So we were trying to develop a program that will help us eliminate that from the regular waste. And as I said, that's something after carts mm-hmm. are deployed. And we would start as a pilot program of one of the schools after we know what's going on and what to do next. We would like to move to all the public buildings. I mm-hmm. think leading by example would be a great way to implement a stable program. Mm-hmm. And then finally, curbside. That I think that's the biggest one, and it's hard to force something on residents, but we would like as high as possible participation. So we explored a few options. There is an option with a buckets with Black Earth.
Okay.
Where residents can they can sign up right now as well. But we could probably run a pilot program through the town. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's the best way to do that. So there is another option. It's Call Collection. It's currently run in Middletown, Connecticut, and I think will be a very good option for our town. We are doing pay-as-you-throw right now for our trash.
Mm-hmm.
How would that look? Residents would purchase another bag, smaller, and in that bag would be food waste only.
Okay.
And when this material goes to the sorting facility, the incinerator, the food waste bags will be diverted and then process in other facility. So that's something we're looking into.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be a successful program in our town.
Okay, that's interesting. So I'm so glad to hear that you're looking into it and exploring what our options are. I know we get a lot of requests and people want information. They want to be able to do this. Obviously provides a lot of benefits environmentally and keeping it out of the waste stream is important. So that's great that we're pursuing that. So you, Gosha, something you said brought something back to my mind about our traditional solid waste program. And maybe Kyle, you can talk to this. So I believe Casella plans to use one truck and you'll collect both recycling and trash in the same truck from the same household at the same time, right?
So that's correct.
Can you just talk about like how you're just not mixing that all
yes.
up and throwing it in the landfill?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
You know, people see the one truck come and they think, oh, it went in one truck and they're mixing it. So the truck is actually split into two separate compartments. So there's a wall separating it that runs from the floor to the ceiling all the way down the length of the vehicle. And then when you dump the material in, it's kind of hard to explain, but there's a panel that rotates. So you dump the material in, the panel rotates, it sweeps it into this side of the truck. Then you dump the recycling in, the panel sweeps back and sweeps it into the trash side of the truck. And then when you go to the transfer station or the the disposal facility has two separate tailgates, so you can open just one side, dump out one side, close it, pull over to the recycling area, open the other side, dump it out, close it. So
okay, yeah, yep, I know
it is. It is definitely separated, but yeah, that's kind of an industry nuance.
Yeah,
split body.
Well, it's efficient, right? It's efficient for you guys to pick up that way, but we've heard some concerns in the past about why we're not actually doing what we say we're doing, but we are. So just as efficiently as possible. So what did I miss, Taylor? Anything good?
I think one thing that me and Gosha and I have spent a lot of time on the last year is just emphasizing to the community the importance of waste diversion in general. And while the pay-as-you-throw bag helps bring in revenue for us to pay for these services, how it does contribute to waste diversion in our community, like you said earlier, being a little bit more conscious of what we're actually throwing away versus is there a better way for us to be disposing of these materials. So you just want to talk about the importance of waste diversion, maybe some of the recognition we've gotten in the last year for how good we are at waste diversion.
Yes, I think very important is to mention that the capacity of the landfills in Massachusetts is extremely low. We are lucky and fortunate enough that we still have open landfill here in Shrewsbury. Mm-hmm. So our material goes to incinerator and comes back in a form of ash. So we are one of those lucky ones, but there is a lot of material being shipped out of the state, usually I think Pennsylvania and Ohio.
All over.
Yeah. But we should be keeping in mind that our landfill is going to reach the capacity soon. Mm-hmm. And Mass DEP estimates Shrewsbury landfill closing at 2032, so we don't have that much time. So definitely something that we should keep in mind. And by waste reduction through recycling and composting initiatives, it helps reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. Mm-hmm. Doing our part.
So is there anything else you guys want to add just about the change and things in Shrewsbury?
We're just really excited to be selected as your guys' hauler. So we're just, we're excited to get started and looking forward to, getting out in the community, meeting the residents, introducing ourselves. And, we appreciate the opportunity.
I think we've had a great partnership basically from day one of you guys coming on board through the contract and yard waste. So it's been great working with you and Brandon through the recycling grant partnership calls. And I think we have really solid working relationship going. And I think that'll be best for everyone in the community and both our staffs.
Yeah, it's important.
Definitely. Yeah.
So in the event that we have a missed pickup, which ultimately we're getting to 14,000 households a week, things will happen. What can residents do? What will they be able to do under the new contract from a customer service standpoint?
Yeah, so our customer service center, it's in Rutland, Vermont at our corporate office. We employ about 80 customer care reps. I'll give you a quick stat. They love this stat.
Yeah.
In 2023, their average response time to a call, so from the time the customer calls in, they're placed on a hold, is less than 5 seconds. We're really, really proud of that one.
Yeah.
So,
tested.
Yeah. So we're really, really proud of that one. They'll get a customer care rep. They can report the missed pickup. We will always try to go back same day if it's reported early enough. If it's after the trucks have left town for the day and we're not able to recover it in the same day, it would be the following day.
Great. That sounds good.
And I have to say it was great working through the yard waste first spring and fall. Very great, responsive, and great customer service. Dispatchers. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, great. Absolutely.
Well, we certainly appreciate both of you taking the time to come on and talk to us, not only about the existing program, but the changes that we all await here just 3 months to the day from today.
No. That is not an April Fool's joke. That is right.
So, again, thanks for taking the time to come on and talk about what it is you both do. Gosha, please keep up all the great work and keep getting the awards for the town of Shrewsbury for waste diversion and other things. So On behalf of Taylor Galusha, I'm town manager Kevin Mizikar. Thank you for listening.